Good morning. Parents are sometimes heard to say, let the children choose for themselves. That can apply to many things, but I hear it a lot about Sunday school. They can go to Sunday school if they want. I'm not going to force them. It's up to them. They can choose for themselves. Parents don't say that about day school. If they did, I wonder how many would choose to attend. Not many, I think. Do parents apply this principle to other aspects of life? Well, sometimes. My sister was asking her son what he might or might not like for tea. She made a habit of doing this till one day he turned to her and said, "Don't you think that it's more your job? I'm only three." Parents keen on B&Q tend to make sure that the children choose to trail round the aisles with them. Parents keen on music often produce children who surprisingly choose to play music. Rangers fans tend not to have children who choose to support Celtic. Funny that. And vice versa, of course. Church people's children seem to choose to come to Sunday school, while non-attenders of children seem to freely choose not to attend. Parents do not really give free choices. In fact, parents cannot give their children pure choices, even if they want to. Because whatever the parents do influences the children's choices. You may say, smoke or do not smoke, the choice is yours. Funny, but parents rarely give that free choice. But even if they did give such a free choice, the children would watch their parents' actions. If they see them smoke, the dice is loaded. If parents were to give their children a real and fair choice about going to church, then surely they would have to put the choice to the children, and they would have to give the role model of one parent attending and one not, or both attending and not attending on alternate weeks. It could be argued that they would have to force them to try it before they were in a position to make a balanced and knowledgeable choice between attending or not. Parents have a responsibility to lead and guide and make choices for their children, especially in the early years. Then they have to learn to let go a bit and allow their children to mature into young people with minds of their own. We often get the wrong end of the stick both ways by letting toddlers do what they like and then trying to tell teenagers exactly the choices they must choose. Hey, it's not easy, I know. Just remember, we were children and teenagers once ourselves. We were helpless babies, totally dependent on people taking responsibility for us, giving us a head start, opening us up to all kinds of experiences, and also being willing at the right stage to step back, encouraging us to fly the nest. Thank God for these people in our lives.